This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And this dua perhaps could be said that it is the first dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make during the day. And he would make it in salat and he would say it 10 times. 10 times he would say this dua. Allahu Akbar. So the hadith is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. And the hadith is authentic. She said, كان إذا هب من الليل when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the last third of the night or in the middle of the night, somewhere in the night when he woke up. And look at the word she described, هب. You know, هب like هب الريح, when the wind blows violently. Like he got up with power. كبر. He said, الله أكبر. Then he would say, كبر عشرا. He would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. Then Hamida Ashran, he would say, Alhamdulillah, 10 times. Then he would say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 10 times. Then he would say, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, 10 times. Then he would say, Astaghfirullah, he would make istighfar 10 times. Then he would halala 10 times. He would say, La ilaha illallah, 10 times. Allahu Akbar, look at the introduction to such a powerful dua that he is just about to make. And all of this in his salat, the first dua he made in the day. Then he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min dhiqi dunya wa dhiqi yawmi al-qiyamah. And he will say it 10 times. Thumma yaftatihu salatah. And then he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And then he would recite a surah and he will continue his salat. The dua he made 10 times was, Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me from dhiqi dunya, from the tightness of this worldly life. What's the tightness of this worldly life? It's difficulties, it's sicknesses, it's illnesses, it's diseases. That's the difficulties of this life. When you have reached the point in life where when you breathe, it's like you're breathing from the eye of a needle. When your soul has become choked and it has become restricted, when your emotions are being pushed to the max and to the limit, when you cannot handle anymore, and you stand in between Allah's hands and you make Allahu Akbar and you say Allahu Akbar 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdi 10 times, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus 10 times, Astaghfirullah 10 times, La ilaha illallah 10 times. Then you say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min dhiqi dunya. Oh Allah, protect me from the tightness of this worldly life. Meaning, oh Allah, give me relief. Give me relief. This is the time you make this dua. The first dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when he woke up. 10 times he'd repeat it. That's him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about us? How many times are you supposed to repeat it in the day and in the night? And then he would say, وَضِيقِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Don't forget the hereafter. But that's just going to be as much as difficult as the worldly life and more. So he'd say, and oh Allah, protect me from the difficulties and the calamities of the afterlife. What are the difficulties? You know, when a person dies and he's put in his grave, Allahu Akbar. That is a one difficult moment we will all go through. And that is the squeeze that happens to every single person that is in his grave. الضمّة لو نجا منها أحد لنجا منها سعد رضي الله عنه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if anyone was going to be spared of this tight squeeze that will happen in the grave, if anyone was going to be saved from it would have been سعد ابن معاذ رضي الله عنه. The one, the companion, when he died, the arsh of Allah shook for his death. Not because it was angry he died, but it shook out of excitement. It couldn't wait to meet the soul of Sa'd radiallahu anhu, because ash-shuhada, the martyrs, their soul is in green birds, and these birds are in chandeliers that are around the arsh. They go and they come the way they please. So if anyone was going to be saved from it would have been Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. But the ulama rahimahumullah mention that this tight squeeze in the grave, for the believer, it's like the tight hug of the mother. So there is peace and there is comfort in this hug. And for the disbeliever, it is a squeeze that is full of pressure, that crushes the bones and mixes the flesh within each other. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْ ضِيقِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ.